This article is brought to you by the best-selling book site Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. When a public apology makes things worse. When sorry becomes a story, the apology that raised more questions than it answered. What happened? Trinidad and Tobago MP Camille Robinson Regis publicly apologised to you, dear COT Chairman Shankar Baidezi, after statements she made at a press conference connected him to two HDC insurance brokerage contracts. The apology came through a written release, just days after her original remarks. The speed of the reversal and the formal channel she chose tell us everything about the pressure she was under. The communication angle. Picture this: a politician walks into a press conference loaded with ammunition, fires at a public official, and then 48 hours later walks it all back through a press release. That is not communication strategy. That is a controlled retreat, and everyone watching knows it. The first problem is what I call premature fire. Robinson Regis went public with claims before she had locked down her facts. This is the most common and most damaging mistake in high-stakes communication. The moment you attach someone's name to a scandal in front of cameras, you own that claim. If you cannot defend it, you will pay for it. The apology does not erase the accusation. It amplifies it. Because now the story is not about the contracts. The story is about her credibility. The second problem is the delivery mechanism. A written release is the coward's tool. When the original offence was done face to face with journalists, she stood at a microphone and made her statements publicly. The apology deserved the same stage. A press release reads like legal housekeeping. It signals that the apology was crafted by a team trying to limit exposure, not by a person genuinely owning a mistake. Baidezi and the public both deserve better than that, and they can tell the difference. Here is what she should have done instead. Before that Thursday press conference, someone on her team should have asked one question out loud. If we are wrong about this, what happens? That single question forces you to pressure test your claims before the cameras roll. If the answer is we lose credibility and hand our opponents a weapon, you slow down. You verify. You speak only to what you can prove. When an apology becomes unavoidable, own the platform. Go back to the same room, the same microphones, and say the words yourself. A spoken apology is human. A written one is a legal instrument. Audiences respond to vulnerability, not paperwork. This is exactly the kind of scenario I'd break down and say it right every time. The chapter on high-stakes delivery gives you a framework for sequencing what you say and when you say it, because timing and evidence are inseparable. Saying the right thing at the wrong moment, or without the right proof behind it, is just a slower way to say the wrong thing entirely. The takeaway. Before your next public statement involving another person's reputation, write down exactly one thing specific evidence you have in your hand right now that supports the claim. Not what you believe. Not what a source told you. What you can prove today. If you cannot write it down in two sentences, you are not ready to say it out loud. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.